Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Plumbing the Death Star are at it again. Against the Queen's best wishes, we're coming from Australia, traveling 25 hours or some shit, to the UK to do a bunch of dirty live shows. You love us over there, we're institutions, we're like beans on toast, we're like the British pound. We're doing 3 shows. On the 22nd and the 25th of March, we're doing some intimate little shows at the Apple Tree. These shows will be cozy, they'll be like going on a date with us. We'll look into each other's eyes over a plate of spaghetti and become aroused under the table. Look for tickets to these shows in the show notes below or sanspantsradio.com/events. On the 27th of March, we're going big boy mode. With a 400-seater at Leicester Square. We'll probably spend the whole first 10 minutes being like, holy shit-a-roly, that's a bunch of guys. So if you want to see that shit, and fair enough, head to sanspantsradio.com/events and grab your tickets. Leicester Square also is nearly sold out, so for the love of God, hurry up. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/events to grab your tickets. Come see some very handsome boys say some very stupid things. Once again, sanspantsradio.com/events. Ka-chow!
Lightning McQueen.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. Sorry we were late. We had to start recording late because there was a fly in the studio. It took us 10 minutes to get rid of it, but it's sorted now. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson. The fly's out. Don't worry about it. It was an ordeal.
It would fly near the door, but not out of the door.
Yeah, and then
it
was on flies this... do that. Yeah.
Like, I'm Joel. Also Joel, by the way.
The whole time I'm screaming, just leave it. But the boys refuse.
No, we refuse.
We got it out, though.
Yeah.
It's gone. Thank God.
So we can start the episode. And today's episode actually is where we ask the important questions like, what would happen if Mario and Sonic actually competed in the Olympic Games?
This is a reference, a very funny, clever reference.
It's a clever one. It's a thinker
to the worldwide hit, the video game Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, and then Mario and Sonic at the 2022 Tokyo Olympic Games.
2020.
I feel that's wrong. Yeah.
2022, new leap year.
I'm like, this year.
Yeah.
That was 2012, 2016, 2020, but unfortunately the actual 2020 Olympics didn't happen.
Mario and Sonic appeared in a fictional Olympic Games in 2020. Yeah, a 2020 Olympics that never were.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Which is funny, because that's also in Akira, those 2020 Olympic Games, which also ended up being fictional, so maybe it's the same one.
I like to think so. Anyway, but if you think about this in real life,
if you put down the video game controller.
Yep. I'm like, thank you, Nintendo Switch. You give me a lot to think about.
Yeah, but you give me a lot to think about in video game. But hang on, I put down the controller and now I'm thinking about
real life. You
watch
Dr. Robotnik do a swan dive and you're like, this is fun in the realm of games. But in the realm of real, would I be so happy?
Mm. Well, I'd be frankly shocked and disturbed and appalled.
And this is what we ask you today.
Yeah. Well, first off, I'd be like, hang on. What is that? I'd be pointing at the
Mario?
Hedgehog.
Yeah. He's Italian.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
An Italian man.
He's not, but is he? Yeah. He don't look like any man I know.
He's got to get out and meet some more Italians.
Look, I wasn't looking at, I was pointing to the blue, but here, you say he's a
blue,
man.
Blue, that's green, that's Luigi. He's also Italian.
He looked more like a man than the little red guy.
They're both Italian.
Are you, okay, yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog, where's he from originally?
Green Hill Zone.
Oh, okay.
But and what country? What is he representing?
Yeah, because in Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, you can pick at the beginning what country you represent, which I don't know if that should be allowed.
Surely Mario is...
Well, he could be. If I was Italian, I would be cut that he didn't pick Italy.
Yeah, but he I guess but he's also, culturally Japanese, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. Well, okay, before we get into this, we need to. This is what they do in the Olympic Games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Sonic and his friends
in the game, not the actual Olympic Games.
Yeah. In the Olympic game. Yeah, in the Olympic game.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they can represent any country, and they compete in not every sport, I think, but most sports.
Yeah.
So dressage, diving,
rifle shooting, marathon,
downhill skiing.
What do you call
skateboarding.
It?
Skateboarding.
What do you call it? Everybody synchronized swimming.
Yep. tennis doubles.
Yeah, tennis doubles. 100 meter sprint.
Yep. Yep. All of these things. Yep.
Badminton. The clean and hurdles. Jerk. Clean jerk.
I don't know if they do the clean jerk.
They should do the clean
jerk.
Yeah,
but the point is they compete in all of these different challenges.
When they're doing like any floor work as a gymnast, do they do the ribbon or do they do the balls?
I think they do the ribbon from memory. Okay. I think, you can do the ribbon in maybe the most recent one. So these are just the... And now we only see them compete against each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But presumably... Mm-hmm. That's because Nintendo didn't want to make us play just
Michael
like a right
Phelps.
Olympian.
Get Ian Thorpe in there.
Yeah. So we got to assume that they...
Mario and Sonic are the Sydney 2000 Olympics.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God. Michael Klim's there with a golden controller.
Yeah.
You can get a Michael Klim.
Klim?
Klim. Michael Klim, gold Nintendo 64.
Yeah. This episode is going to be for two kinds of people.
People who remembered the 2000 Olympics and followed a lot of that swimming theme.
Yeah, and people who know a little bit about Sonic.
See, I reckon it's going to be for two different types of people: morons and fuckwits.
Thankfully, we cover both in this very room.
I also just keep looking over my shoulder, expecting the fly to be back.
Halfway through, he's going to rise from the grave because you walloped him to get him out of the room.
I walloped him to get him out of the room.
Full on punched him, basically.
Yeah, well, he wasn't leaving.
Yeah, that's fair.
I feel like getting punched by a god. You know what the fuck happened?
that fly's last moments were the most insane last moments he could have ever imagined having.
But
I think the only crazier way to die as a fly is to be sucked up in a vacuum. Like, what the fuck would you think is going on there? And then you might be alive in a weird sack. Anyway, being a fly is scary. Anyway, so, first of all... Nintendo is real.
Yep.
That's the first revelation.
Yep.
Second revelation.
Sonic is real. Sega is real.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a huge... I mean, for us, like learning about the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. They're like, Mario's for real in this one. Mm-hmm. And then we see him on the screen.
So in the game, you can play as Mario.
You can play as Luigi.
You can
Princess
play as
Peach,
Sonic.
Princess Daisy, Sonic, Tails, guys are there, Rose, Dr. Robotnik, the Bowser, Donkey Kong.
Okay. So all the Mario guys.
So we're competing against an ape.
Yeah. Oh yeah, in a tie.
Do they have their own? So are they competing in certain countries, or is it like Nintendo Land?
They pick the country. They could go Ireland. They could go Senegal.
So,
doesn't matter.
When you're talking the actual video game, on the character selection screen.
I get that. Yeah. I'm saying in real.
After that, then they pick a country.
I think in real they pick a country too.
No, but
it's got to be if this.
That's going against the rules of the Olympics.
I think it's already against the rules of the Olympics. How are we going to let Sonic the Hedgehog compete in the 100 meter sprint?
There's no rule to say that an ape can't wrestle.
Yeah.
There are some sports that they are going to be naturally good at.
Yeah, but are we applying the video game logic to it, which we're like, you're allowed to compete.
Yeah.
But if you compete, you have to compete in everything.
Yes, well, I assume so. I assume they compete in everything. I assume it's like a kind of global thing where we're like, what country will Mario represent? And all the countries of the world are like, Mario!
Are they going to
be Australian?
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Well, actually,
so
maybe.
Some like marketing campaigns to be like, Donkey Kong clearly belongs in Australia. We have look at Queensland. He would be great in Queensland.
We changed Queensland to call it the Donkey Kong state.
Yeah. Donkey Kong country.
Donkey Kong country, if you will.
Yeah.
Come on. You can imagine we would Photoshop, say, Donkey Kong on like the Wet and Wild.
Yeah.
Some of the rides there.
I would change New South Wales to Diddy Kong Quest, just in case.
It's great to imagine Donkey Kong, like he's giving a press conference and they're like, Mr. Kong, which country will you choose to represent? And he just like wild eyes, puts his lips all over the microphone. I represent Donkey Kong. I'm his manager. And he says, let's say Australia.
But you would have just prior, like the 3 years, I guess, prior to the Olympics, surely you'd have all these big marketing campaigns trying to acquire these.
It would almost be like a secondary bid. So like people are bidding for the Olympics, but then you're bidding for which Mario
like
you get.
Yeah, all like the perks that like, say, like
I got a
Mario
fucking Yoshi again. I'll cheer for him, but I hate him. He might drown this year, though.
That would be cool.
No.
Wait, is it one Yoshi or all Yoshis?
It's one Yoshi.
Okay.
It's the Yoshi who is a Yoshi, but whose name is Yoshi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mario's horse.
Yeah. I just think I'd like to see all like what we do, you know, like Australia's like, come on. And we have like the PR press, our prime minister trying to shake like Diddy Kong's hand. Yeah. Diddy Kong slapping it away. It's good.
Is Diddy Kong in it?
No, I'm not sure.
Probably
could
not,
be.
Okay, so straight off the bat, you're like, okay, that's fine for the Nintendo characters, but I'm probably going to want Sonic.
Yeah, fair, because he's...
Or Knuckles or Tails. They are just more versatile, but they are basically fancy dogs.
Yeah.
What do you think about the villains being in here? Like, if you got Bowser or Dr. Robotnik.
I think
Dr. Robotnik's just a sort of weird-looking guy.
Dr. Robotnik, he's just got, like, he's augmented, right? Because he's got a giant floating... chair,
in the Olympics, he's as is.
So he's just
head,
weird,
wonderfully spherical body,
and very long,
thin legs.
Potentially, his body is egg shaped.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So I'm guessing he'd be great at long jump.
I don't know if he's good at any sport.
But that's spherical body.
He's got long arms and legs. That'll come in handy. Wrestling.
Yeah. Here's the thing Robotnik has on a lot of the other characters, and I know this from playing the demo for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics ones, is he's much taller than them.
Yeah.
So if you do the karate one, he always karate chops them like on top of their heads.
But they'll also be competing against like real people, yeah?
Yes.
So,
but he would probably still be taller than a regular guy.
Yeah. He's like 8 foot or something. So
he's just like karate chopping, just a regular, like an Olympic level.
Crack open their head like an egg.
I don't know.
And like, you just sweep his legs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
he would fall just.
Okay. A couple of consequences.
Probably break his legs.
Yeah, easy.
One, I don't care about the regular Olympians anymore.
That is
true. Because I can see Sonic the Hedgehog.
Well, this is
the
problem.
But. Michael Phelps, famous for ripping bongs and winning gold or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not a slander, that's true. In that order. If he beats, like, Tails in swimming, you're like, oh, yeah, dude, I care about this guy.
No. If he beats Tails in swimming, I'm like, Tails is a fox.
He beats fucking Knuckles at long jump.
Yeah. Why are you picking sports?
Why is Michael Phelps doing long jump?
Yeah. I mean,
if he beats Tails at flying with your tail,
that'd be incredible.
Look at Michael Phelps go!
He's twisted his legs around in a way that shouldn't happen.
I didn't even know flying was an Olympic sport.
He's yelling, this is the power of those bongs.
I've ripped bongs to do this, school children. Controversial remarks from Michael Phelps.
Ripping a bong mid-flight. Well, I don't know.
I see what you mean. If a Olympiad beat a character who was like naturally good at that thing.
Or even just like medium good.
Say an Olympian was like beat Bowser at wrestling.
Yeah.
I'd be impressed.
Yeah.
Because usually we see guys die.
Yeah.
Do you think
he's spiky?
He breathes fire.
Yeah, dude.
Scary.
Natural ability.
Yeah.
But also a bunch of this stuff will come into like we're gonna start seeing a lot of medals awarded to dead people again, I think.
But if Bowser uses his flame breath, surely he's disqualified.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So in the final, he gets frustrated and breathes fire, kills the guy.
Yeah.
They win, but they're dead.
And Bowser,
which has happened
back
before. There was a boxing match in the Olympics.
A guy breathed fire.
Where someone gored the other guy.
Jesus. Wow.
Yeah, like used fingers in boxing.
Yeah.
And his guts fell out.
Jeez.
He died, but he won.
His guts fell out?
Yeah, he like got gored.
by what, a man's fingers?
Yeah, he like jammed his fingers in between his ribs.
What like, the fuck?
Fingers can't, shouldn't, wait. How,
well, they can.
Wait.
I mean, like, fingers shouldn't. Are, no, I know, but like, they
how
can.
How brittle, how paper thin was this man's skin?
I think
skin?
It was like featherweight or something like that. So he would have
what
been like
fuck?
Thin.
What the fuck? The fuck?
Anyway, so you can die and still win
don't,
gold.
Don't yeah. tell me a man can just finger another man to death by his... Don't tell me this can
I
just
don't know
be
that
so
my belly
blase.
Can be fingered this, to death.
So fucking blasé. This is...
this is huge news.
It's
dude.
Time you all grow up and just come to terms with the fact that you can gore another guy's guts.
I don't know how to handle this.
Finger the guts so hard that you...
I don't want to... Candle that.
Wait, so, it's good.
Okay. So are you saying that we're going to get, how many people do you think we're going to get disqualified and then dead on the other side of that in this Olympics?
Just the people Bowser fights? Because surely if he does that, he'll get arrested.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what, but does he, the other person will still die.
Yeah.
But it is also, it's tricky though, because like...
Can you really jail a lizard?
Yeah.
If you hit Bowser with enough tranquilizer darts, he'll go down like any big dinosaur.
Well, yeah, but is he a guy or is you
put
him in a
zoo? You pick him up by his tail and then you throw him the same way.
He's a guy. He talks like this.
Wah, 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 wah,
yeah, that's just
wah,
a sound
wah, wah,
that like a lizard wah, could make.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like he's too much of an animal, and I don't know if we want to start competing.
If he can kidnap a
that.
Princess and wear a suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but is that a thing that he's doing, or is that just something that his species does?
No.
What, puts on a white tuxedo and tries to marry a stolen princess?
Yes. Yeah.
And the princess that's is like, I don't want to marry either of you
fuckheads. It's a natural thing that they do.
What, what?
And then when he goes, what, there's text on the screen.
Yeah, that's just weird. We're putting text there.
No. Mario knows speaks the language.
He writes a diary.
Yeah, so exactly. Scribbling.
No, but as in like, you read his diary.
It's just pure chance that the scribble that lizard is making
Zamek
makes
just
sense.
He can't get his head around the fact that Bowser
I shouldn't have hit him with that
is
time.
A gold medalist.
Should not have told him about that time ago. Got fingered to death.
That'll change anyone.
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, DK, though, he's not alive.
Well, DK's not alive. Yeah,
this cat's just a monkey
gorilla.
Put a thigh on,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So if DK in a wrestling match tears someone's face off, we put him down.
Yeah.
We shot Harambe because he nearly killed a kid, presumably whilst...
That would be a very tense wrestling match because everyone would be like, is he going for it?
Do we shoot...
But,
when just, would you shoot Donkey Kong? If he was in a wrestling match with another guy...
Does Donkey Kong know the rules? Because once again, he's just an ape. I don't know if you'd put Donkey Kong in the Olympics.
You can teach Donkey Kong to Mario Kart party.
I can teach a dog
tennis.
To bark. I'm not going to enter a dog into a singing competition. So I don't necessarily think we should allow an ape...
Well, I think it will be controversial, yes.
Yes, into the Olympics.
A lot of think pieces about whether or not we should have entered Donkey Kong into the Olympics. But I think it's happening, and we just got to... Either get behind it or protest against it.
Yeah, I'm getting behind it.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, depends. Is he fighting for Australia?
Well, yeah, let's say the Donkey Kong.
Yeah, behind.
He picked Australia as his country. Then, yeah, we get behind him,
of course. He's got an agent.
Yeah. Well, what do we think would be the world's opinion on this as a change of the... I imagine, like I'm thinking, the Olympic athletes themselves probably wouldn't be super happy about
it. I feel a lot... Like, so now, when you think about the Olympics, generally, look, there are sports that everyone knows and loves, and there are sports that only a few people care about.
For sure.
And there are other sports that most people don't give a shit about. And the big sports tend to be like the running and swimming, at least in this country.
Yeah.
Just the swimming.
Yeah.
That's what we're good at. So I feel because the biggest threat to this is Sonic.
Yeah.
Who runs faster than, I don't know, light?
Running around at the speed of sound.
He's got places to go. He's got to follow his rainbow.
Yeah.
But if Sonic uses his sonic speed.
People are going to walk. We're not doing this. But you'd have protests. Like there's in the other runners would protest. Like, yeah. I'm not
that
running against
him. That is where the competing and everything is allowed, I reckon.
As long as it's like, okay, so then he has to, it's the last thing he does.
Yeah.
So there's a handicap there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing is with the Olympics,
yeah,
is that the events are in a certain order,
yeah,
and if you reorganize it, it means that the running race is last for everyone. Yeah. It's not like you have,
yeah.
Well, which means that everyone's still good.
But well, he could do the running race first. I mean, he's going to win
Sonic,
it anyway.
If Sonic does the running race first, then there is like there is no way anyone's competing against
him. Yeah, but what do you mean? Yeah, but like, okay, no, because what I'm saying is...
What are you saying?
You're saying that you're giving Sonic a handicap by putting the running race last because he'll be tired, presumably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
but the same Olympians are competing in all the other stuff before they get to the running race.
So everyone is also competing?
All the characters are.
Yeah. So... Yeah.
So if we've got, so say, Matt Shervington,
yeah,
Is he also doing everything? Or is he like, I'm a sprinter, I'm doing this?
Have they changed the Olympics that much?
So yeah, what are you saying?
I'm saying that another character probably still won't beat Sonic, but I'm talking characters, not
Yeah, I'm talking
Olympians.
The normal Olympians.
Yeah. The normal, but they're even tired. Sonic the Hedgehog
speed of
will
sound
beat.
Is faster than...
yeah. So what are we going to do?
Nothing. You just got to accept Sonic the Hedgehog's going to win gold
and
in
then
the
Usain
running.
Bolt actually isn't that impressive.
Yeah. I just don't think people are going to care.
Well, I think there's going to be complaints, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, but what will happen is then all of a sudden you'll be like, well, okay, Sonic will win. So silver, everyone's like, well,
silver is basically
silver.
Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bronze is basically silver.
And fourth is basically bad luck.
Nah. I think you'd have a lot of the runners complaining.
Yeah.
A lot of the runners being like, I can't, no matter how much.
If people are complaining at this point, you're like, well, you Sonic know the rules.
Sonic is getting his knees, like, just broken at some point by someone.
He's getting I Tonya'd.
Yeah.
Somebody I Tonya'd Sonic.
Someone's going to I Tonya Sonic.
Sonic comes out and he's like, somebody slashed my knee. And they're like,
good.
Everyone else, like, must have been an accident.
Yeah. Did you fall over, Sonic? Yeah.
He could get got in, like, the middle of a packed change room and everyone's going to be like, he fell down.
Yeah. And you could figure out if you didn't know the Sonic franchise super well. Which one was Sonic? Do you reckon he's iconic enough? Or is Tails getting his knees stabbed?
Yeah, because I don't know. I'd be like, that guy's got like two bushy tails. How fast is something with two tails?
I'm just putting dog tranquilizer in everyone's morning juice. And I'm taking down all the Sonics.
Hi, Joel Dush, your morning juice guy. I don't think we've ever had a morning juice.
Have a juice. Orange You've dog only, tranquilizer
there's only,
flavored.
There's only two juices, and one says only for Sonic, and one says only for Tails. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on your side. That's a suspicious thing to say.
Donkey Kong comes up, picks the tray up, pours all the juice in, and then cracks the tray over my head. Donkey Kong dies.
He's got so much dog tranquilizer in his system.
But he's bigger than both Sonic and Tails, so he comes out after the wrestling match just a bit tranquilized.
Bit woozy.
Sonic the Hedgehog. I mean, Donkey Kong coming out onto the... Oh, he does not look good. Something seems wrong with Donkey Kong. He's swinging a punch. He's down.
He's so down. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We have stickers and t-shirts now. They're available at sanspantsradio.com/shop. May I suggest the Get Shot by a Real Astronaut in hot pink? It goes with literally every outfit. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop. I think every other character in I guess Mario and Sonic doesn't necessarily pose as a huge threat.
What about Mario, i.e. Super Mario, in the double high jump?
Yeah, he can double jump.
Oh yeah, Mario in.
But he can jump up like high, like he's in vertically, right?
Yeah.
But that tends to be like there's the pole vault, which doesn't really matter because we've got poles.
High jump. Also long jump
who
because.
Cares about high jump?
What? You can't fucking...
People care more. I'm not, yes, they will also complain. I'm talking about the three of us right now. Who cares about high jump?
High jump rules! High jump's one of the best ones to watch.
Okay, so Joel Zammit, swimming and track and field are usually seen as like the most prestigious.
Yeah, I know, but running compared to high jump.
No, but...
Running.
They say track and field, not running.
What about fucking hurdles? Mario fucking nailed them.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a track and field.
Sonic though. Oh, actually, Sonic might be going too fast.
Yeah. Hits all the hurdles in one.
What happens there? Is he You just get penalized?
No, if you run through the hurdles, there's no penalty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah, yeah. He's
does fine. It hurt him?
Probably well, not. Yeah, I mean, hurdles hurt. Have you hit a hurdle before? It sucks.
Yeah, especially going at what? Like a
max 10 or whatever.
speed of sound.
He ends up at the finish line, and when he stops, he just slides in half because he's bisected himself on all the hurdles. I like you. I was just thinking that of you poisoning Sonic and Sonic dying and you walking out of the stadium with rings on your arms. Yeah. Nothing sauce.
Yeah, I got a guy.
Yeah. It's just fashion.
Yeah, I guess Mario doing his double jump would suck for
Mario. Triple jump, he's got that in the bag. High jump, he's got it in the bag. Long jump, he's got it. Sonic would win long jump as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, no, Tails. Tails can fly.
Tails can fly. Yeah. But would you watching it, how would you feel? Because for me, I don't care about the integrity of the Olympics.
No.
I guess, fuck the
Olympics.
I know. So to me, it wouldn't be impressive. It would be like a bird winning at some point. But yeah, it flew.
Are you telling me that if one day you're watching the Olympics and you're like, oh, I can't wait for the triple jump, and then a bird wins because it flew, and you're like, I don't care. I'd be like, I just saw the moment in time where the fucking Olympics gave a gold medal to a bird for flying over
the
a sand.
Bird on the podium with like the gold medal just laying on the ground with the ribbon around where it's
standing.
Checking
at it and looking around.
I would be like, look, collectively, I think we've all lost our minds.
I think I'd have to go to bed.
Yeah. I'd be like, wow, things
today's
have gone.
A write-off. I'm going to have to wake up tomorrow and hope that my brain's fixed.
look, things have gone downhill. I had to really come to terms with a talking flying fox, but not like a flying fox, just a fox who could fly with its tail.
Winner of gold this year is Bird.
This bird.
But Congratulations to Bird!
I think maybe like the first.
Everyone cheers and gets scared and flies off.
Oh, he's doing it again. Oh my God, he's broken a world record!
We love Bird.
We love Bird! What country was that bird representing itself?
Where's it from? That's, you know.
Independence, right? Independence. That's a thing that you can do anyway.
Yeah. Wow, there's so many
Nation of Bird.
So many think pieces about that bird.
Where were you when Bird changed the way the Olympics works?
It just feels like the person handing out medals was very drunk. Where's Bird? That's like they got the bird to land on the podium to begin with. That's impressive.
Help on seeds,
though. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
I think the first Olympics, because again, if I'm like, wow, who are these guys?
Who
if
these
I knew
customers?
Nothing about any the Sega or Nintendo, I'd be like, okay, we're just getting these like fucked up little guys.
Little freaks are in the Olympics now.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then clearly being like, oh, okay, this one can fly. Okay, he just flew.
Yeah.
And then, so element of surprise gone. So I think the second Olympics, when they're back again, I'm like, I don't care.
Fuck the Olympics. That's what I say.
Fuck the Olympics.
Hashtag fuck the Olympics.
Yeah. Fuck the Olympics.
It goes around, they wrecked it, Sega and Nintendo wrecked it. What do we think about Sega and Nintendo having so much stake in the Olympics now?
I liked when they made video games, but I guess this is probably maybe going back into the game development, but it is famously the Olympics are an amateur competition.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Which means
I think it's
not
cool that
Sega
and Nintendo
money.
Made their little guys real.
that's more like...
Yeah, I just didn't think about that, and I'm just like, oh, shit! They made their little guys real!
Yeah, do we get like a... Can we get like a Pac-Man now?
Yeah, like
where's Solid Snake? Can we get him?
Yeah, Namco's waiting. They're like,
We're gonna put our guys in the Olympics. They're just guys.
Yeah. Solid Snake just the hurdles. He just crouches down and like thwap. A few of them just fall. You're
it doesn't matter because the race is already over at that point.
He came last, but he's killed some fuck.
I think this is the beginning of a brand new video games are out. Okay. Little guys in the Olympics.
Does this mean when I say go and play, I put in my copy of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, and then I'm like, I got to select a character and they're not there?
Yeah, because they're in the Olympics. You turn on your Mario 64 and it's just opening
gone.
Quiet Peach's Castle.
Yeah.
There's maybe a little sign, sorry, Mario will return when the Olympic season is over.
Oh no!
Oh no! Wait! Shit!
Hello!
But he knows.
It's me!
Toad can explain it.
Toad! Mario's decided to enter the 2020 Tokyo Olympics!
He will be returning shortly! Hopefully he's made Mushroom Kingdom / Italy / Japan proud!
Toad, the year's 2022, and I just wanted to play with my mom. What do you mean, oh no?
Mario's, he's missing. He's not returning.
Do
we have to find Mario now and
now
put him back?
Now you're playing Super Mario 64 as Toad.
Yeah.
I can't jump!
Do I have to find him and put him back into a video
game? I'm going
to
be honest
with you, Toad. I don't know how to do that.
That's a job for the police!
I think the police have got other
Super
things
Mario
on
Super Mario 64, aka Toad Calls the Police Simulator.
Hello!
Police! Mario's missing! Oh no!
But he's gonna call him in real life because Mario went missing in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He might just be like, how? And then like Goombas just like cops answer.
And then he's like,
help.
Anyone get in a fucking around, please? Call the real police.
Yeah. We don't know where he's gone, yeah. But I assume the Olympic Committee would be taking care of that if Mario was missing.
And if Mario came into real world, or if any of the characters, how much, like, sure, they might compete, but now they have the, I guess, the experience of real life to enjoy. Like, you give, say, Mario a spaghetti dinner.
Yeah.
Is he going to be like, oh.
Mario's going to try and eat a spaghetti dinner the way, like, most video game characters eat power-ups and just walk into it.
Yeah.
We give you like, Mario, you dumb motherfucker.
You stupid fuck.
Put it in your
Let's
mouth.
Go!
Also, like, Mario is pretty risky with his lives.
Maybe that's
and
why
he
didn't
in
come
real
back.
Life, he's got one. He's only got one.
Mario fell off a bridge.
And he'd be like, I'm not coming back. He ain't coming
back. Mario, don't balance under the bridge. You've only got the one alive. No. Nonsense, Luigi.
Boom.
Yeah. So,
Mario!
So I think a lot of these video game characters may just die pretty quickly.
It's dangerous to put them in real. Yeah.
Robotnik is going to get hit by a car.
Yeah.
Like, Sonic.
Hit by a car.
Yeah.
Mario.
I feel like Sonic might drown.
Yeah, okay.
He'd lost to drown
I feel
the
like Sonic
game.
Will sink in deep mud.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong shot by poachers.
Somebody's got a Donkey Kong rug. So.
Yeah. Tail shot by me.
Yeah, well, which one?
I had a board. I had to use it.
Yeah, of course. You're in the Olympics as well doing the rifle thing, but you just turn it on tail.
Bang.
Take me to jail. I did what I had to.
If you leave me out, I'm going to make a little hat with two tails on it.
Bowser.
Well, he might be okay.
Maybe also gone by poachers.
Well, I don't. I mean, like, you know.
Bullets would bounce off. Or not bounce off.
Some
him,
of these characters,
okay.
Yeah, probably in real, will just have to get day jobs and, you know, live
Peach
regular
and Daisy
lives.
Would be fine. They'll just go work in a cafe or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Weren't you in the Olympics?
Yeah.
Okay. It's an amateur competition.
Ah, can I have a flat white? Thanks.
Yeah.
Of course.
There's a tip jar.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, maybe these, you know, some of these characters would go back to game because real is too scary. Just
crawl back in.
Yeah.
Like a reverse the ring.
Yeah, reverse Samara, yeah.
Crawl backwards.
Yeah.
Do we think other video game companies would try to get in on the Olympics craze?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All Street Fighter characters entering Olympics.
All right.
Yeah, it's interesting because everyone would
see
be...
Blanka do the high jump.
wouldn't do much.
I know.
Yeah.
But he gets scared and maybe go feral, attack the crowd.
Zangief doing the high jump, though, because he does the big spinning.
Yeah.
True.
Zangief and Blanka doing our wrestling.
Yeah.
That's good. I tell you what, if you want to see that, though, you should check out this game. Street Fighter 2
I know, but we could see it in real life after they've already pasted a bunch of Olympians.
Do we think the Olympians would go into game if game were in real life now?
I reckon.
They might try it out.
So yeah, we could
Matt
be like...
Shervington 64.
Ooh.
Just a guy walking around Peach's castle. Slowly.
Funny get in the reason. Painting.
Okay, just kind of clambering in. One leg over, stepping in. Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, how does that go? You know, the
keep going.
No, not that part.
Yeah, but like you've just started a new game and I know
level.
It, but I want to hear yours.
Wah, 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 wah.
That's close. I think it's like pop, 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 pop. Yeah. Anyway, so maybe some Olympians would go into game.
Yeah, I reckon. Or would several Olympians go into like one game? So we could like character select. We go Shervington.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt Shervington, like, 64. Michael Phelps, Auto 3.
Come on. More Olympians. What we got? Kathy Freeman Battle Adventure 2. I'm out.
Ian Thorpe Country.
Ian Thorpe with Diddy Kong on his back, making his way through Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah, and then we could do like, you know, and if we have Ian Thorpe as our Mario, because then we could have Ian Kart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ian Party.
And he's got his friends, which is
Ian
just the
tennis.
It's just the 4x4, 400-meter relay team. So Michael Kilm, Klim.
Yeah, that's some fun characters to pick between.
The other guy that's very famous.
Something Grant.
Not Hugh.
It's not
Grant. Grant Hackett.
Grant
there
Hackett.
You go.
Grant Hackett is a great video game name.
It really is. It sounds like a fun game. Yeah.
Grant Kart, that could be good.
Grant Hackett, Michael Kilm, Ian Thorpe, and...
Come on, guys. This is for that other half of the audience. This is for that Olympic fan demographic that we have. Do we think eventually the Olympics would sort of lose their luster?
If we could now start playing some, I think also the Olympians might be like, well, I get more money if I am in game. So I think maybe we might just see like an influx of people just going into game. Plus, if we, you know, if an Olympian can do that, maybe we go in. I don't know. Jolt Kart. Okay. That could be kind of fun.
Yes, we go in game.
Yeah, Jackson Bailey Grand Theft Auto. You good?
Ashley Callis, Chris Feidler.
Yeah, I saw you.
And Grant Hackett wasn't one of them.
Ah.
Yeah, nice try.
Well,
nice
what did Grant
try.
Hackett do then?
He's also a swimmer. He's just wasn't in that relay team. Oh, wow. So that photo of like the four boys being like, "Bah, we won!" Grant Hackett wasn't.
That's sad. Well, do we think there would be like, mass exodus into game?
I reckon.
Yeah.
Because like,
becomes game.
Then game becomes real.
Yeah. Whoa. I feel like that I would be too brave and I'd go into a game and they'd be like, oh no, why am I playing Joel-o? It's Halo, but named after me.
Joel Sylvania or whatever. Dracula just hits you with a whip and you die.
Yeah, because if we go, like, say, Joel Sylvacia or, like...
Yeah.
Joel Sylvacia. Yeah.
Jolsenstein 3D.
Yeah.
Like, we go in, but then, like, they come out. Now we've got, like, a lot of, you know, vampires and Nazis and, like...
Yeah.
Maybe vampire Nazis at one point.
And then
Doom Guy would be great in the Olympics.
Well,
I think we've maybe...
It'd be scary in the Olympics.
I think we've maybe made a hellscape.
Well, you've made an interesting world where now the game characters are doing the Olympics for other game characters.
And if you real guys... life was video game, a video game was real life. It's really...
it's really a tricky question, isn't it?
Yeah, we're all imagining it's just like one TV and everyone's just like walking in and out. Mine's this old like CRT for some reason.
Yeah, that's where we've gone.
Okay, cool.
The three of us were standing around a CRT and I was like, I hate that Olympics are games now. Do you want to be games?
I'm like, yeah.
Let's go into games.
Let's go into games.
Gex 3D, Enter the Gecko, but it's plumbing.
Yeah.
This reminds me of that time that I was in a podcast.
The fact that he looked over your shoulder made me think you were looking for the fly again.
That fucking fly. No, I feel safe. Look.
He's not coming back.
Probably killed the fly.
Leisure Shoot Jackson.
Yeah, Leisure Suit Jackson.
Leisure Suit Jackson.
I think Nintendo would preempt this and
he'd
have to round
bad
up all
the Olympics.
Yeah.
He would be.
He'd like drown flight. In the 100-meter freestyle.
Yeah.
And then do you think that in 100, 200 years, game would be
back.
Like, what if real was in game?
Yeah, what if
real? And then we'd come out of game and do the Olympics.
And like, it'd be the, boy, what year is it?
And they'd be like, do the hurdles.
What year is it? Do the hurdles. Oh, okay.
What? And then we'd have to do the Olympics.
We're at the 30-20 Tokyo Olympic Games.
Does that mean that like life, like real would kind of stagnate, but also game would stagnate?
Yeah.
Or would we come out and they would be like,
unless there is there a game man who can make games, and if he came to real, would he keep making better game?
Roblox is about making video games.
Okay.
So if you get him into real,
so
he could make game?
If you have video games that are about making video games, then yeah. You swapped into real.
But what,
okay. So if Roblox was real,
but would
then
there be
still
need for game?
Games.
Because if they're video game characters, I don't know if they're going to unwind and want to play a game.
What? Yeah, I guess a question.
Wario makes video games.
Yeah, he does. So there's bad
Why?
Video games.
If we're in game, does that mean that the video game characters are controlling us?
Yeah, when they play a game.
Yeah, they're playing
so us. We're just like, hey, let's go into game. Oh.
Oh, no, I'm still until someone touches the controller.
Someone, please play this game.
It's sort of a living hell. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's Frogger. Oh, no.
I'm going to be hit by a car every day for the rest of my life.
So much. Yeah, maybe the video game characters might like use this to like punish us to be like, oh,
what did we do?
Well, we killed them. Oh, a lot, no, fair. So yeah, fair they're cool. Gonna be like, well, now I get to like you know,
eye for an eye, motherfucker.
Mario makes aggression. You walk into a hole again and again and again and again and
like,
again.
Like we've all done that. Like if we're pissed off at ourselves / Mario for fucking up a jump. We're like, well, the next one he's dying because that was more of a punishment death.
Yeah.
And oh, you love hole, Mario? Yeah.
Go
straight in.
Have all the hole in the world.
So I feel he might do the same to us.
Yeah.
I hope Duke Nukem's nice to me.
I think he will be.
Yeah. All right. Hail to the king, but you're the king.
That's yes, what he says to the Duke.
TV. Yeah.
Let's go to that titty bar, I reckon.
Yeah. You and Duke are having a nice life together. That's good. But then you're right. In like 40 years, game is like, wouldn't it be interesting if Real was in game and did Game Olympics? And then we come out and we do a swap again.
Oh.
And that becomes the new cycle.
Yeah.
Every 40 years or so.
Yeah.
And someone eventually bans video games because this needs to stop.
I guess
we've laid it out pretty clearly.
Yeah, I think
so. It all makes a lot of sense.
I think it really...
If Mario and Sonic were in the Olympic Games, then all of a sudden it would result in a vicious cycle of video games being real and real being video games.
And if we want to avoid that, cancel the franchise.
Yeah. Cancel the 2020 Olympics.
Olympics or the
both.
Okay. Fuck the Olympics.
Fuck the Olympics.
Fuck the Olympics. Hashtag fuck the Olympics.
On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. And that fly is not back, so should be on time next
week.
We're
in the clear.
Yeah, thank God bless.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ben Elwood, and I love David Attenborough.
I was absolutely inspired by David as a kid.
I'm definitely not alone in this.
The world of science is full of Attenborough groupies.
I've got a confession about David Attenborough documentaries.
Every week, I'll be sitting with a science expert while we watch an episode of Life on Earth.
Scientists want to talk about stuff. We are damaged.
You do sound like comedians. We'll be talking about what we're seeing on the screen.
Science have basically talked other organisms into being flying genitals for them.
Their experience in the field.
I've seen a male cane toad on a rotten mango. Now I'll just go for it.
And whatever other topics spin out of our conversation.
Do you know I got attacked by an octopus one time?
You don't want to start going away from comedy and into depressing, but...
No, that's my wheelhouse.
Thank God for David Attenborough with Ben Elwood. Now available on Sense Pants Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.